The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about kids and technology. Tech's always a hot topic because there's always something new on the market. And as parents, we need to stay tuned in because we can bet our kids know what's up.
Oh yes, texting is not new, but it seems like texting acronyms are always changing.
We found a good article about texting acronyms written a few weeks ago by Kim Commando, a national talk show host who answers people's tech questions. She said if your kids are asking for a meeting or video chat face-to-face, they might text CF2F. If you see the numbers 303, that probably means they're talking about you, Mom.
Uh-oh. If your kid wants to let her friends know you're hovering, she might text D9. 99 can mean parents are gone. And this is a big scary one. If you see the letters M-O-R-F or the letters R-U-M-O-R-F, the question is, are you male or female? And that is a big red flag.
Yeah, it is. If you see the numbers 1174, your kid might be invited to a wild party. Or W-Y-R-N is short for what's your real name? Also a scary text acronym.
Yes. If you read something in your teen's text conversations and you're stumped for what it means, go to netlingo.com, which is an internet dictionary. Of course, not every texting acronym is bad. BRB means be right back. CWYL means chat with you later. Or CYT, see you tomorrow.
Speaking of, we'll see you tomorrow. Well, we'll talk to you then anyway. Have a great day, everyone.